This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired, and I am at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference in Florida. And right now I am with Colin Woodall, who's the Vice President of Government Affairs. Colin, how are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, Colin, you know, there's so much work that you guys have on your plate right now and a lot of policy issues that you're dealing with, a lot of which are going to be discussed today during a lot of the committee meetings. So can you give us a brief overview of what some of the policy issues in particular are that you're concerned about and working on?
The summer conference is really our business meeting. It's the time for our producers to get together and talk about a lot of these hot topics in the industry and make sure that NCBA's policy is in the place to cover all of these issues and make sure that we can engage accordingly. It really is probably the best part of NCBA because this is truly a grassroots opportunity for every member of NCBA to come in and cast a vote on how they think our policy should be set up. Most of the resolutions that we're going to consider actually were generated at a county cattlemen's meeting or at one of our state meetings. So to have that come to the national level and have everybody given the opportunity to debate, talk, discuss, and finally vote is really, I think, one of the hallmarks of NCBA. That being said, there's a couple of really big topics that we expect to be discussed today. The biggest one is in regards to our Farm Bill guiding principles. You know, the next Farm Bill is coming up on us really fast. And to make sure that we have everything that we need to engage with the field hearings in Washington, D.C., and actually putting words on paper, we need to make sure that we understand where our members want us to be on conservation programs, on disaster assistance, on research, and on overall government payments. And so we're going to do that today in our Agriculture Policy Committee. We've got about a three-page document that we're working from, and we're really excited about the opportunity to really discuss where NCBA and the cattle industry needs to be in regards to what will probably be one of the most important farm bills I think we've ever had, just given the overall budget nature of the federal government right now.
Now, Colin, while you do obviously a lot of work at the federal level, everything that you do is, for the most part, applicable at the local level as well. So after you make these decisions today, will you be drilling down with your producer members so that they'll have talking points and information so that they can go even to their state senators and state congressmen to have this conversation about what needs to happen?
You know, this truly is a process to make sure we're setting policy for the cattle industry as a whole and across the board. So one of the things that we definitely do when we get back is to make sure that all the members, one, know what action was taken, and that they understand all of the background, and that, yes, they absolutely have some talking points where they can go to their local meetings and talk about what NCBA did, and also engage their local county commissioners, their state legislators, and make sure that they also engage with their members of Congress and their senators so that they can help us really spread the word that NCBA is about the grassroots producer. It's about everything that's going on in the countryside, and if we can make sure that they engage on their level, it really helps reinforce all of the things that we're trying to accomplish on the policy side of NCBA.
So, Colin, the focus in Washington, D.C. recently has been the issue with our debt crisis, and we haven't heard a lot about the Farm Bill yet. So how quickly do we need to move, and does NCBA need to move and your membership need to move on really starting this dialogue about what you need to see in this next Farm Bill?
That's one of the reasons why we're bringing this guiding principles document up, because we actually kind of feel that at this point in time we might be a little behind the curve on the Farm Bill, because I think it's going to come up on us probably a whole lot faster than most people expected. We could be putting words on paper as early as this fall, so we need to make sure that we have a true set of guidance from our members on how to engage, because when it does start moving, we're going to need to know where we stand pretty fast, because you know, there's going to be some quick discussion. People are going to need to know where we're at so that way we can engage not only with the members of Congress but also with all the other agriculture groups, because I think a lot of things that we're going to see is how all the other groups engage, not only between livestock and row crops, but even among different species. So that's why it's so important to make sure that we have a solid foundation for our Farm Bill engagement and make sure it really is the direction from our membership. One of the things that we pride ourselves on is that it's one man, one vote in NCBA, and all of our policy is not from the staff, it's actually from the individual members.
Great. And Colin, so what's next? What are we going to see next after today?
You know, after the day, it is all about making sure that the board of directors will approve all the policy decisions that were made. And then actually, the way our policy process is set up, this will be interim policy until we go to our annual convention in Nashville. At that point in time, it'll be actually re-debated to make sure we don't need to change or tweak something, and then it'll become final policy at that point in time. But in the meantime, we'll be able to utilize that to really operate in Washington, D.C. And then it's about going back and making sure that we as staff are implementing all of these policy changes in Washington.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.